Welcome to the Every Nation Taipei podcast. We're here to help you know God, discover your purpose, grow in your relationships, and make a difference in Taipei, Taiwan, and beyond. We hope this message encourages you today.
Good morning. How are you today?
大家好，大家早。
Amen. Hallelujah. I love to see the smiling faces.
对，我真的很喜欢看到大家微笑的脸。
I know I have a smiling face.
我知道我现在也是在笑的。
I don't have many faces.
我表情不多。
I want to stay to that smiling face.
对，我就想要一直有这样子的笑容。
This morning we heard some news in the US.
今天早上我们在从美国那边听到一些消息。
And we know the world is in turmoil.
那我们知道这个世界上是动荡不安的。
We also know that America is in turmoil.
我们知道美国也是这样动荡不安。
What really prompted my heart to really pray this morning is to pray people will come to Jesus.
那我今天早上得到一个感动，是我要祷告，让大家人认识耶稣。
How many of you believe that Jesus is the answer?
你们有没有人知道，耶稣就是我们答案？
Hallelujah!
我们来到耶稣面前。
Amen. This morning, and first of all, I want to let you know my wife and I had a great time in Yilan just a few days ago. I celebrated our anniversary and my birthday.
那要跟大家分享一下，我跟我太太这期这个礼拜去了宜兰，我们真的非常好的时光，因为我们庆祝我们的结婚周年日。
I'm only 72 years old.
对，我才72岁。
And I just celebrated the 47th year anniversary.
对，我们庆祝了结婚47周年庆。
This is by far the best trip we had in Yilan.
就是我们去宜兰最棒的一个旅行。
So if you want to know more detail, we can sit down, we can talk about
it. 对，如果想要知道细节，我很乐意跟你分享。
But I want to let you know that we are very grateful to be part of Every Nation.
但是我想要跟大家说，我们称为 Every Nation的一员，真的非常感恩。
We want to let you know that we Pastor Bruce and Terry, we just appreciate them very much.
那我想要跟大家分享说，我们的 Bruce 牧师还有 Terry， 我们真的非常的喜爱他们。We'll be going to
Singapore next week.
那我们下个礼拜会到新加坡。
And after we return, shortly after that, we're going to be going to Guam.
那我们从新加坡回来以后，然后我们马上就要去关岛。
And we'll be ministering and we'll be serving another Every Nation Church in Guam.
那我们在关岛另外一个 Every Nation 教会。
Can we give God the glory?
我们可以把 glory 归给神。
So if you don't see us for a while, don't feel that we backslid.
如果你有一段时间没有看到我的话，不要认为我们是忘记你们。
No, we love God too much to backslide.
对，我们这爱太神了，我们从来不，我们永远不会。
Let's give God one more glory.
好，我们再来，我们要归给神。
Okay, so this morning is part of the series that Pastor Bruce has been preaching about from mission field to mission force.
那我们今天讲到继续来这个系列，就是不是牧师说的从宣教合场成为宣教力量。
I only have 15 minutes.
我只有15分钟可以讲。
Because translation takes another 15 minutes.
对，因为翻译需要花15分钟。
I used to preach 15 hours a day.
对，我之前有时候一天会讲15小时。
God have mercy on me.
对，神啊，怜悯我。
But I'm going to do 15 minutes.
对，所以我要说我是讲15分钟。
So I want to start out with, basically this is more testimonial because that's what Pastor Bruce wants us to do.
那我们今天讲的可能比较像是见证，因为这是布什牧师希望我们讲。
I got a great translator, by the way.
我有一个很棒的翻译员。
Anyway, I want to entitle this message as the 3 M's of mission.
那这个信息的主题就是使命的三个方面。
Okay.
You guys good with the slides?
I'm not too good with
it. No, they're still working on it.
Oh, they're working on it. Okay, no problem. All right, so it's not me that malfunctioned. Okay, all right, let's do one more.
There we go.
Okay, got it. Okay, so the 3 M's of missions
使命的三个M，三个方面。
Are the 3 M's I want to let you know right away.
好，我想要直接跟你讲这个三个方面是什么。
Then we're going to just spend about maybe 5 minutes in each one of them.
那我可能每一个点的人只能讲5分钟。
Okay, the first M is mandate.
那第一个M是我们授权。
Now, I'm not going to expand on that because Pastor Bruce is going to be teaching that in detail.
那我不会讲太多，因为布什牧师之后会有更多时间去教导。
The second M is method.
那第二个M是第二个方面就是方法。
Or you can say methodology.
对，就是我们怎么用什么样子的方法。
The third M is money.
那第三个就是钱，你的钱财。
钱财，阿们。 So, and these 3 M's are kind of just give you some ideas if we're going to do any work for the Lord, you need these 3 elements.
那我们在想说这三个方面呢，如果我们想要为神做工的话，我们都一定要想到这三个部分。
So first of all, because we entitled this a mission, let me give you a mission statement God has put in my heart to build churches at large, mean the universal churches, be churches at large.
Okay, 那我们今天在讲使命呢，我想要先给我自己的个人使命，因为神呼召我们去建立一些教会。
Because once I have that, and I can go anywhere in any part of the world, I will have a focus.
因为如果我有这点清楚以后，不管去哪里，我都会知道我怎么样专注。
This mission statement is like building a victorious and glorious church out of the broken life through the power of Jesus Christ.
Okay, I think we have it on the slide.
Okay, I'm sorry. I should have worked on this.
Yeah, I want to make sure it's the right words.
is that right?
No, it's...
No. Okay. Am I doing too fast?
I just want to read it out because it's a great statement and we translated it well. So I don't want to just go say whatever I want.
Let me just rewarm the building a victorious and glorious church out of the broken life through the power of Jesus Christ.
Okay, 那这个我的使命就是在一群破碎的生命中，借着耶稣基督的大能来建立一个得胜荣耀的教会。
Can we say amen?
Amen.
Okay.With that in heart, then you can serve God no matter where you go.
如果我们有在这个放在心里面，不管去哪里都可以服侍神。
Now give you a little bit of statistics.
那我先给你一些数字，一些统计。
I don't see that very well. Okay. You can help me to
对对对，可以帮我读一下，因为看不太清楚。
So basically, it's right now, statistics shows 157,000 people die every day without knowing Christ.
那我们现在这个统计呢，我看到的是每一天有157,000个不认识耶稣基督的人。
So when we leave this place tomorrow, when we wake up, 157,000 people died in this world.
所以我们今天结束哦，到明天的时候就有这么多的人啊离开这个世界。
Think about it.
你想想看这一点。
It's scary.
是一个可怕的事实。
Now, I want to give you a couple of the encouraging statements.
但是我还是要给你一些比较鼓励你们的。
25,000 people a day in Africa come to the Lord.
那在非洲有每一天有25,000人啊认识耶稣。
Also estimated about 35,000 people a day in China come to
the Lord. 在中国呢，我们大概知道是有35,000人认识耶稣。
Another statistic that is not showing on the slide is 3,500 new churches opening up every week.
那有一个数字没有写在上面，然后但是每一天每一个礼拜这个世界上有3,500个新的教会。
So right now, based on the old statistics, 2011, the statistics shows about there's a 7 billion people, a 7 billion in population in the world.
那我们2011年的统计说，我们的这个世界上目前有七十亿。Yeah, the numbers.
Then About 2.2 billion are Christians.
那这个70亿人口里面呢，22亿人是基督徒。
But there's about 4.8 billions are not.
那意思就是48亿人是不认识耶稣的。
So we got our work cut off.
所以我们是有很多事情要做的。
Okay, so once we get to that in mind, I'm going to just expound it on these three elements. First one is mandate.
那我们现在知道这个部分的时候，那我们就可以讲第一个，就是三个方面的第一个方面，就是神给我们的授权。
Okay, you wonder what mandate really meant.
那我们讲这个授权这个字是什么意思
？Mandate and missions are these two things that I want to explain very simply.
那授权跟使命这两个观念，我就是简单的跟大家解释。
5 years old can understand.
5岁就可以了解的。
Mandate is authority come from above that.Really give us the command to do something.
那这个授权呢，就是从上面给我们的这个权柄，让我们有权利、有能力去做某些事情。
The Latin word basically says hand something to somebody else's hand so that he can do something.
那这个拉丁文的原本的意思就是把一个东西交在一个人手中，然后这个人就可以去做某些事情。
In other words, when we receive from him, we receive that responsibility and that accountability and that burden to carry out that task.
所以用另外一个方式解释，就是我从那边拿到了他的这个权利、这个能力，然后也是个负担。去做这个任务。
That become our assignment.
变成我们这个人的。
That become our mission.
这是我们个人的使命。
So therefore, when we understand the mandate, we will know our mission.
所以如果我们了解这个授权的话，那我们也可以了解使命。
This is something that is so important that people really begin to receive that from the Lord. What is my mandate?
所以这是一个人从神那边领受到这个授权是非常重要的。
And I want to use the scripture. I want to just use the Romans chapter 10, verse 13 to 15.
那我想要分享这个经文，就是罗马书10:13-15.
Whoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? How will they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how will they hear without a preacher? How will they preach unless they are sent? Just as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news of good things.
Okay, I'm going to read that in Chinese. I'm going to slide. Okay, so it says, 因为凡求告主名的就必得救。然而人未曾信他，怎能求他呢？未曾听见他，怎能信他呢？没有传道的，怎能听见呢？若没有若没有奉差遣，怎能传道呢？如经上所记，报福音、传喜信的人，他们的脚中何等佳美！
So therefore, in order for them to name the name of Jesus Christ, they have to hear, what it's about.
所以一个人如果要先知道耶稣的名的话，那他们必须要先听到。
But for them to hear about, they have to first. For them to believe it, they have to hear about the message first.
他们如果要信的话，他们要先听到这个信息。
Now, if they're gonna hear the word, they have somebody proclaim the word.
那如果他们要听到这个信息的话，一定是有人在传讲这个信息。
Then in Romans it says that how good, how beautiful are the feet of those.Who bring good news of good things.
然后刚刚在最后一节我们有讲到就是、传福音的人他们的脚中何等佳美。
I grew up with a family, my mother and I have two sisters, they're all women in my home, except my dad and I.
就是我从小长大的话我们、two sisters?
I have two sisters and my mother,
我两个姐妹然后还有我的妈妈我们家里除了我以外全部都是女的。
As far as I recall, they never complimented me about my appearance.
他们我记忆中他们并没有赞美我的就是外表。
Except they complimented me one thing.
但是他们有一件事情他们会赞美我。
You know what that is?
你知道是什么吗
？You can't see it.
你现在是看不到这个东西的。
It's my feet.
他们赞美我是我的脚。
No, you can't see it right now.
对，现在看不到。
And when I married, my wife only complimented one thing. He said, "You have beautiful feet."
我跟我太太结婚，然后我只是赞美说，你说你的脚真的很美。
And so God says, "How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news."
神说，就是传福音的人，他们的脚中何等佳美。
I was born to bring good news. Hallelujah!
生到这个世界上就是来传福音的。
I got a beautiful feet.
对，因为我的脚中何等佳美，对吧
？Can we give God the glory?
我们把荣耀归给神。
And so therefore, when I see that, I said, God.You wanted me to bring the good news, and what can you give me something I can really I can enlighten my spirit, my heart?
那时候我看到这一节的时候，我就跟神说：“神，你要给我什么，让我在心里可以去跟你对齐。”
Okay, I gotta watch my time. So therefore, I was traveling in China. I was in Tiananmen Square in 1985.
那时候我在1985年到中国的时候，我们在天安门广场。
I was a proud American, Chinese American.
我那时候是就是中文美国人，我是非常的自豪。
And that's almost what? How many years ago? Almost 40 years ago.
快四十年前的事情。
I was proud because I made good salary.
所以我很自豪，因为我的薪水很高。
I achieved my American dream.
然后我就是这个美国人的梦想，我都已经达成了。
I stayed at the 5-star hotel.
然后说就是他们那时候我住在这个五星级饭店里面。
I was one of the key person that.A part of the delegation that we went to China for business.
那时候我们是啊，就是我们公司去中国的这些代表团队。
Just as I was proud of myself and walking down the Tiananmen Square.
所以那时候现在感到非常自豪，在走在这个天安门广场的时候
，All of a sudden, I saw something.
啊，突然我看到一个东西。
The Lord spoke to me.
神对我说话。
He said, "Do you see anything different between you and them?"
那神跟我说你有看到你跟这些人有什么不一样吗
And I look around Tiananmen Square
那我看了一些天安门广场的人
That was just before it's getting dark
就是在天黑之前就是傍晚的时候
And I look at them, I look at me, I said, well, there's no difference
那我看他们我看我自己说没有什么不一样
I said, I have dark hair
我也是黑头发
I have slanted eyes
然后我的眼睛也是跟他们差不多
I use chopsticks
然后我也是会用筷子啊
I like Chinese food
那我是吃就是中式的食物。
And the Lord says, "Look again."
然后主就跟我说，你再看一次。
And the second time when I looked again, I saw.
第二次我看的时候，我看到了一些不一样的地方。
I saw somehow there's a light whenever I go. I saw the cone, like a cone. It's a light shining on me.
所以我在走的时候，我看见了有一个光照在我身上。
And I look around, I look at them. All I see is.Dark shadows. I don't see their faces.
然后我在看他们的时候，他们就是一些黑影，我就看不到他们的脸。
All of a sudden, the Holy Spirit quickened my heart. Says, "Do you know? Do you see that you are in the light and they are in the darkness?"
说突然这个圣灵告诉我说，你看到吗？你是站在光明中的，他们是在黑暗里面。
Immediately, I responded, "Why?"
但是我说神为什么
Why me?
是为什么选我
Why am I so lucky enough that to be picked out of the 1.4 billion people to live in America, enjoy an American dream and be proud of being a challenged American, but yet these people are in the darkness?
神为什么你选我从41亿人中选我到美国然后可以认识主但是这些人还在黑暗里面
I heard the Lord put in my heart the scripture.
那我听到神在我心中放了一个经文
This scripture says, I have set you as a light in the Gentiles, and that you shall be for salvation to the end of the earth.
Okay, just keep going ahead because of time. Okay.
All right. So anyway, at that moment, I just really felt in my heart, God, it's not by coincidence.
所以那时候我在心里有个感动说神啊，这不是一个巧合。
You didn't really give me all these blessings just so that I can be blessed.
你不是给我这些祝福，就只是让我得到祝福而已。
You bless me so I can be, you can make a blessing out of me.
你祝福我，因为你想要让我成为别人的祝福。
Why God that I was so lucky, I was so blessed to be picked out of that many people?
是为什么神你这么样子的祝福我，让我可以从这群人中被拣选出来
？First time I understood what grace is all about.
这是我第一次了解恩典是什么意思。
Now, when that word came to me, it became like my mandate.
所以当我领受到这个话语的时候，就变成我这个授权。
I have set you as a light to the Gentiles.
他说我已经立你做外邦人的光。
God, I want to be that light.
神啊，我想要成为这个光。
Beloved, I want to ask you, what is your mandate?
想要问你们大家，你的授权是什么？
Let me tell you what the mandate in the real sense.
那我告诉你，这个授权真正的意思。
Something that you will die to achieve.
就是某一件事情你因为死，你也要达成这件事情。
Something you will die to achieve.
就为了这件事情，你可以死。
That becomes your mandate.
这变成你的授权。
I'm 72 years old.
我现在是72岁。
I feel the Lord put in my heart to be the frontier, to be the pioneers.
我相信神让我成为这个先锋者。
We're praying of going to what's it called? Uzbekistan next year.
我相信我神要到这个 Uzbekistan 中文。
I'm sorry.
Yeah, 这个 Uzbekistan 这个国家，大家知道，中亚那边。
I almost said it was Uber, but anyway.
我要再唱一讲 Uber 不是。
Because there's 1,500 churches there that waiting to be taught, to be equipped.
教会他们想要被训练、被装备。
There's over 10,000 kids are ready for the summer camp next year.
他那边夏令营有10,000个小孩。
So I want to let you know that burned my spirit.
我想要告诉你，在我心里有这个燃烧的这个。
Christ had a holy fire in his bones that was not called to hang around the crowds and just keep them happy.
就是我们知道耶稣基督他的心里有这样子个火热，他想要他并不是他的呼召并不是就只是跟大家在一起然后开心。
He knew he had limited time to accomplish a divine purpose.On his life.
他知道他的生命中他的时间是有限的然后他要在这个有限的时间中去达成他得到这个授权。
Let me ask you this.
那我想要问你这件事情。
A father rescuing his daughter from the fire.
那有一个爸爸从火中把他的女儿救出来。
When it is your child at risk, your life means nothing to you at that moment. 我想要告诉
你说，如果你的小孩现在在身处危机的时候，那你自己的生命对你来说就不算是什么。
So this morning, I want to let you know that let's be a mandate enforcer.
所以我现在想要跟大家说，我们今天早上想要成为授权的执行者。
Acts 1:8 talk about that the Holy Spirit shall come upon you.
在使徒行传1:8说，圣灵会降临在我们身上。
And you shall be my witnesses.
你们必须要得着能力做见证。
From Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria to the outermost part of the world.
从耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极。
The original word for witnesses means martyrs.
的见证，这原本这个字的意思是殉道者的意思。
Out of the 12 disciples, except one, they were all murdered. They were all martyrs.
在十二个门徒中，除了一个以外，其他全部都是殉道了。
I'm not saying that we are just choosing, we're just looking for opportunity to die.
我并不是说去找一个机会，然后觉得自己会死。就是、
But we know that the world right now has so many people are still lost, and they will never be able to hear the gospel unless you and I have the beautiful feet to go and to reach out to them.
我知道这世界上还有很多人是不认识耶稣的。如果我们不直接去跟他们讲话，他们是不会听见的。
Just say that with me.
所以跟我一起说
，I got a beautiful feet.
所以我有佳美的脚
，and that is to go somewhere.
那我这个脚是要去很多不同的地方的。
Okay, so the second thing I want to share with you is a method.
那第二个 第二个重点我要讲的就是方法。
The method Paul used is training of leaders.
保罗他用的方法就是训练领袖们。
In 2 Timothy 2:2,
那在提摩太后书的章二节。
The things that you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also.
他说你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的，也要教出那忠心能教导别人的。
By the way, this is one of my favorite scripture.
那这是我非常喜爱的一个经文。
People are our priorities.
这是人，他们是我们的优先顺序。
Paul was faithful.
是保罗，他是非常的信实。
Bible talk about Timothy that Paul was so faithful, God entrusted him with the ministry.
那这个圣书里面说，神真的非常信任保罗，因为他非常的忠心。
Timothy was faithful.
那提摩太他也是忠心。
Timothy was so faithful that Paul called him my beloved son, my beloved and faithful son, Timothy.
那保罗称他为是我的儿啊，我忠心的儿，因为他非常的忠心。
And then tell Timothy to entrust those who are faithful.
那他保罗说提摩太，你要把这些东西教导可以教导的人。
Who can teach other faithfulness？
那这些人可以跟其他忠心的人去教导。
So Paul, Timothy, faithful, and others are being faithful. Four generations.
对，你看这个经文里面说保罗，然后提摩太，然后他所教导的人，还有这些忠心可以被教导的人是有四代。
I really believe that God's method is a man or a woman.
我真的相信神他的方法是人。
People are really our priorities.
人是对我们来说最重要的。
When we turn a convert into a disciple,
当我们把一个新的信徒变成了门徒的时候，
we have entered into multiplication.
那我们现在就是进入这个倍增的过程。
I used to say this: believers enter the kingdom, but disciple made enter a build the kingdom. I'm sorry.The believers enter the kingdom, but disciples build the kingdom.
那我要就是信徒是可以进到神的国度里面，但是门徒才是建造国度。
One time I calculated, I think in the New Testament, Paul had about 18 of these called spiritual sons.
那我那时候在数，在新约圣经里面，保罗有18个这个他所谓称的这属灵儿女
，through which he planted the kingdom of God across the entire Roman Empire.
然后他透过这些属灵的儿女呢，在罗马帝国建造了这个神的国。
So my map over here show you the first 30 to 100 AD, there are about 40 some churches.
那这个地图呢，大概在西元36到100年之间，这边可能有三四十个教会。
But it didn't stop there.
但是没有就这样停止。
Because they build disciples.
因为他们有的继续建立这些门徒。
Disciple multiplies.
然后这些门徒倍增。
And disciple also.Built transgenerationally.
那这些门徒他们有好多不同的世代。
So let's look at the second map.
那我们再看到第二个。
From 100 to 200 AD.
那我们西元100到200年。
Wow! It's from the 30, 40 churches into hundreds of churches.
那可能一开始三四个教会，现在变成超过100个教会。
Let's don't stop there.
那是我们现在。
Let's look at the third map.
那我们看第三个地图。
From 200 to 300, It is all over the place. It's the thousands of churches.
那时候西元300年的时候，可能就超过1000个教会。
Listen, how many of us build churches or make disciples have that in mind that we're going to build for generations to come?
那我们这些如果要建造其他门徒跟教会的人，有没有想到我们要继续靠过好多世代去做这件事情
？Hudson Taylor.
就 Hudson Taylor 这个人
，greatest missionary in China.
他在中国大陆是最伟大的宣教士。
He's the fifth generation.Right now is the superintendent of the Chinese Taiwan Seminary.
他在这个中国传道会里面，他的第五代，现在他在带领这个组织。
Over 200 years,
这超过200年的时间。
My generation, my great grandfather got saved through Hudson Taylor. I'm the fourth generation.
那我自己的家庭呢？我的曾祖父那时候就是被 Hudson Taylor 所影响到的。
It's about time for us to think about our next generation and generations beyond.
所以我们现在要想我们的下一代，还有我们更多的这个世代。
In Europe, when they build a cathedral,
在欧洲，如果他们建造一个大教堂
，they started out 100 years prior to that.
他们可能100年前就开始盖了。
They began to plant trees.
他们开始种树。
The tree that planted 100 years before is the aim towards building the cathedral 100 years later.
他们100年前所种的树种起来以后，他们100年后又要用这个树来建造这个大教堂。
Many of us just come to church.
很多人我们就只是来教会。
We're just satisfied our 20 some years being a Christian.
No, 我们可能就满足20几年当基督徒，我们就满足。
What about your children?
那你的小孩呢？
How about your children's children?
那你小孩的小孩呢？
How about the fourth generation standing here testify Jesus Christ is my Lord and my Savior?
那第四代的小孩呢，这边做见证说耶稣基督是我的主。
It's time for us to understand the mandate.
我们必须要去了解这个授权到底是什么。
And to understand the methodology.
也必须要了解我们的方法。
The third but not the last is the
okay, 第三点
money.
我们要讲的是钱。
The Bible talk about 2 Corinthians 9:9.
那在圣经里面，哥林多后书九章九。
Again, the whole 2 Corinthians 9 is a great scripture about giving to the Lord.
这个哥林多后书九章，这个，我觉得真的是奉献的经文。
Paul was really exhorting the Corinthian church about the Macedonia, the Philippi churches, how they are such a generous people.
那在保罗跟马其顿的教会和腓立比的教会说，这些人真的是非常的慷慨。
He said he scattered abroad, he has given to the poor, his righteousness endureth forever.
他施舍钱财，周济贫穷，他的仁义存到永远。
See, when we give and give and give,
那当我们在奉献、在给予的时候
，our righteousness,
是我们的仁义
endureth forever,
存到永远啊。
Your next generation,
你的下一代
，and generation beyond,
更多的世代
，fourth generation,
第四代
，all gonna be blessed,
他们全部都会被你祝福。
My mother is still living today.
我妈妈现在还活着。
She's 99 years old.
她现在是99岁。
She's gonna be 100 in December.
她十二月就要100岁。
I said, Mom, I'm not gonna outlive you. I don't think.
我就说跟妈说，我可能不会活得比你久哎。
You see, you will be blessed.
你看到吗？你会被祝福的。
Because you're giving, you're giving your children, you're giving your finances, you're giving your resources to bless the nation.
因为你愿意把你自己的钱财还有所有的资源去奉献给你的小孩，还有这个世界上的人。
I have a picture of me in Estonia. Can you show that picture?
在爱沙尼亚，我有一个照片。
Okay, you have some of them have seen this before, but others may not.
有些人看过了。
The left, that little kid over there.
最左边那个小男孩。
5 years old,
他那时候五岁
and 33 years later,
33年之后呢
we went back last year.
我们去年我回去看他们。
He is a leading pastor of a thriving and growing church in Estonia.
他在爱沙尼亚变成一个主任牧师，在这个教会是在非常的在成长。
On my right, the picture here, he is now 38 years old.
在右边这个照片，他现在是38岁。
The left picture, I stood there.Good-looking young man there.
在左边那个照片，你看到那个右边那个亚洲人是我这个。
With lots of hair.
他头发很多的。
I was 38 years old.
我那时候是38岁。
Now he is 38 years old.
他现在是38岁。
His name is Thomas.
他名字是 Thomas.
He said, Pastor Timothy, would you come back this fall to build our third generation?
他问我说，提摩太牧师，你可不可以这个秋天来这边来建造我们的。
Build disciples out of us.
我们来建造一些门徒。
Build our marriages.
然后我们建造我们的婚姻。
Build our family.
还有我们的家庭。
My wife and I were going in October.
So, 我跟我太太，我们十月过去。
Let's build transgenerationally.
我们来建造这个超越世代。
If you believe that this is truth, how about give God a glory?
如果你相信这件事的话，那你就把荣耀归给神。
Okay, so because of all that, we were given money to build a mission center in Estonia.
因为这点呢，神给我们钱财，那我们可以去建造在爱沙尼亚的一些教会。
One year, we basically tightened our belt because we were missionary at the time. We didn't have any money, but we donated everything we have to build that center.
那一年呢，我们就是很省，然后把所有钱财我们都奉献给这个施工中心。
That center is still standing strong and still standing strong today.
那这个施工中心今天还是在那边。
It has built several generations already.
有好几代的基督徒都在那建
造。We're going to be going back to the mission center to equip them.
那我们会回到那个施工中心去继续装备他们。
But the little money that we donated to the church at that time,
但是我们那时候奉献给教会的钱呢
，God turned back to us 200%.
那神回报给我们200%.
We were able to buy a real estate there that really turned out to be making 200% profit.
那时候我们在那边买了一个地方一个房子，然后我们赚到了两倍的钱。
That didn't stop in the Iron Curtain.
那当然就是因为这个 Iron Curtain.
Oh, it didn't stop in just the post Soviet Union.
对，就是那时候苏联瓦解以后，并没有就这样结束。
It went all the way to China.
然后他们就我那时候我到了中国。
And lo and behold, we were serving China in the best we know how.
那我们那时候就用我们全力去服侍中国人。
About 10 years ago.
那来十年前呢
？We sold our real estate there.
那我们把我那边的房子卖了。
We made another 500%
然后我们赚到五倍的这个。
So it's already combined tenfold of what we invested in.
全部合起来的话，我们赚到是十倍的。
You see, Bible talk about if you seek me, you seek my kingdom, my righteousness, everything will be added onto you.
那圣经上说，如果你先求我的国和我的义，是一切的都会加给你们。
He has given us the health.
他给我们的健康。
He has given us our marriage.
他给我们的婚姻。
He has given our longevity of my mother.
他让我母亲可以长寿。
And Jen's mom and dad are also both in 92, 93 right now.
我太太她的爸妈也是九十几岁。
And he has given us resources.
他给我的很多的资源。
I want to just end this to let you know that it's time for us to stand up and say, God, I want to respond to your call.
所以我今天要做个结尾，跟邀请你说，神啊，我要回应你的呼召。
I want to say what Isaiah said.
我要说以赛亚所说的这句话。
Here am I, send me.
他说我就在这边，神啊，请差遣我。
We're gonna raise up the praying army.
所以我们要兴起了这个祷告的军队
，paying army，
还有付钱的军队
，and staying army，
还有留在这边的军队。
Great translation. Let's give God the glory. My time is up.
好，我现在时间到了。
If the Lord bless you today,
如果神今天祝福到你的话
，Don't forget, come to the Lord, say, "Here I am."
不要忘记，到神面前说，我在这边。
Come to Christ today.
来到基督面前。
Let Christ be the center of your life.
让基督当成你生命的中心。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
我们将奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening. We pray this message spoke to you and built your faith.For more messages like this, visit our website at everynationtaipei.com. You can also send a prayer request and reach out to us anytime. God bless you. Till next time.